Six implications of the process of growth. Based on the above analysis, I see six significant implications. First, we have learned that the growth process is a natural one that follows God's laws. All things must be done in order. Precept upon precept, you reap as you sow, math, algebra, calculus, crawling before walking. Second, we are also aware that all of us are at different days or levels of growth in the physical, social, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual realms. I am at a different level than you. Perhaps things I need to work on and overcome you have already conquered, and vice versa. Your day four may be my day two, or vice versa. Third, we must be aware of the dangers of comparing ourselves with others. Quote, Tom, there is simply no reason for you to bring home a report card like this. If you'd apply yourself like your brother, you'd get good grades too. Unquote. This may be true, but if our children's or our own sense of worth and personal security comes from being compared to others, how insecure and anxious they and we will be, feeling superior one minute and inferior the next. Such comparing and borrowing breeds complacency and vanity on the one hand, and discouragement and self-dislike on the other. They encourage people to seek shortcuts, to be ruled by opinion, to live by appearances, and to borrow more and more heavily from external sources. We must cultivate a divinely based identity, not a comparison-based identity. While we must learn from good examples and keep always in mind the bigger goal, we must compare ourselves only with ourselves. We can't focus or base our happiness on another's progress. We can focus only on our own. We should compare each child against his or her own potential and then exercise faith in that potential and the child's effort. Fourth implication, there is no shortcut. If I am at day two and desire to move to day six, I must go through days three, four, and five. If I pretend to be at day six in order to impress others, eventually I will be found out. Trying to be all things to all people results in the loss of everybody's respect, including one's own. If the order, harmony, and mutual understanding in my home are at day two, and my neighbors are at day six, I must move through each of the intervening steps. If I try to push too hard or to go too fast in order to shorten the process, I may further strain the relationships and drop back to day one. We all need to begin to improve, starting from where we are, not from where we should be, or where someone else is, or even where others may think we are. By doing one more push-up each day, I could do 30 after 1 month. Likewise, in any area of improvement, I could also exercise a little more of what it takes, such as a little more patience, a little more understanding, a little more moral courage, slowly increasing my capacity through daily effort and discipline. I believe that days 1 and 2 for most of us involve getting more control over the body, such as getting to bed early, arising early, exercising regularly, eating in moderation, and staying at our work when necessary, even when we're tired. Too many are trying to conquer other higher weaknesses, such as days 4, 5, and 6, procrastination, impatience, or pride, while still being slaves to their appetites. If we can't control the body and its appetites, how can we ever control our tongues, which is a part of the body, or overcome the emotions of anger, envy, jealousy, or hatred? Many pray for the blessings of days 5 and 6, that is, love, spirituality, wisdom, specific guidance in making decisions, yet are unwilling to obey the laws of days 1, 2, 3, and 4, such as mastering appetites and passions. We cannot effectively teach our children about the evils of smoking, drinking, and drugs if we ourselves have flesh problems, no control over our appetites or our tongues, no ability to be moderate, to exercise, to get up early. Where is our power if we don't live the principles? We can't testify effectively of prayer unless we pray fervently and regularly. We need to gain control of ourselves before we can exercise control over others and before we can give up control of ourselves to the Lord. Priesthood ordinance work, church activity, and service embody perfect opportunities for the exercise of both belief power and willpower. Such a combination will build character or reserve power to meet the stresses and tests of life. Sixth implication, an accurate understanding of our weaknesses and the power to overcome them comes from the Lord and from active involvement in His programs. Many of us simply don't know where to start. We don't always know what things come before other things. Someone else's pattern and process may differ from ours. Someone else's day five may be our day two. At one time, we may be in day four, and at day one another time, even on the same matter. At times, we will need to do some work at each day or level simultaneously. We must not oversimplify a complex variable subject merely to not feel confused. We may really be confused. Moreover, we may find ourselves bogged down in a circular habit pattern of making resolutions, then breaking them, remaking them, then breaking them again. Where then is the light through our confusion? Where is the answer? I suggest it lies with the Lord, for He understands all of this and infinitely more. He understands exactly where we are and what we need to do next. He teaches us, "If men come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto men weakness that they may be humble. And my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them."